Hello, Bob. Sorry.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thank you for getting connected to the customer service. How can I help you?
Sorry, I just received a call. I'm a little bit doubtful about.
Your purchase of my name is David. My name is David from eBay Customer Service.
Yeah, I'm not aware of the call was saying something about nearly $300, and I just I don't know.
Okay, sir, I want to explain to you what has happened. You're doing online shopping with eBay, and you purchase Apple iTunes gift card. Its amount will be $2.99.
No, I haven't done any eBay shopping.
All right. Apart from you, how many people use your information? Like you're any family member, you're any friend, they're doing something?
No, just me.
Only you. All right. And I believe, sir, you are using in your cell phone or any devices each and every day in your normal work, like you check your email, Facebook, Instagram, watching videos, news, something like that you're doing. And I believe that point of time, what do you mean no?
I don't go on Facebook or Instagram.
You check your email, you check your banking statement, you're watching videos, something like that you're doing in your cell phone. Not only you are using a call, phone call and messages.
Yeah, where are we going with this?
Yeah, at that point of time, you are watching anything with your cell phone, any online purpose you are using. That point of time, you receive lots of the advertisement, like eBay shopping, Amazon shopping. It's pop-up message. It will become up in your screen. And I think by mistakenly, you are touch on any link over there. That's why somebody directly access your information, and they are trying to misuse your details and purchase something like that with eBay. So you want to cancel that and block that information?
Again?
You want to cancel that order, cancel that each and every information on the eBay?
Yes, please.
All right. I want to explain to you, sir. You be with me because it's an online cancellation. So you confirm me first. Right now, you have any device like a cell phone, iPad, tablet, something like that you have?
Yeah, I've got a tablet and a cell phone. Where are you, David?
We are from Melbourne, Victoria. It's an eBay service, sir, eBay customer service.
Okay.
And first of all, you need to do, just try to go ahead and take your iPad with your hand.
Sorry?
Just try to be handy with that, your iPad. Just go ahead and take it.
Do what with your iPad? Sorry?
Just try to open up the Play Store with your iPad. Look on the iPad screen. You have a Play Store option. Just try to open it up, Play Store.
Open up what?
Play Store. Just try to check. You have any option, Play Store. Just try to open it up.
Okay.
You got that?
No, Lisa.
It looks like a multicolored triangle.
Oh, yeah, App Store.
Oh, you have an App Store, right? Like, it's an iPad.
The App Store, is it?
Yeah, App Store. You can see App Store?
Yeah.
Touch on that. No problem. And after touch on App Store, just try to check very bottom, right hand side corner. It's a magnifying glass. Search. You can see that,
yes.
Search?
Yeah, it's not opening up because I'm not inside at the moment. Just say, I've had to come outside for numerous reasons and it cannot connect to the App Store.
After touch on first option, App Store, you touch on that and open that folder. Then you can see that
search
option.
I'll have to move back inside where I've got some Wi-Fi connection.
Okay, just try to connect your device with your Wi-Fi.
Okay, I'm back with you.
Yeah, now just try to open up the App Store.
Yeah, I've done that.
Now, touch on the... Here, use the search. Now, after touch on search, look on the very top. Its search panel come up. Anything you write and type something in the top. You can see that search bar?
I can't see where we're going with this, though.
Okay, first of all, I'm explaining to you. We are just block that information and close each and every details with eBay department. Then, in future, nobody can touch your details and nobody can use it because somebody else, they are trying to misuse your information, like they are trying to use your lots of the information and they are trying to use or lots of the options like illegal activities on the online shopping purpose. So it is not good for you. So that's why our technician team, they are trying to provide you the security firewall. Then you are easily use your information by yourself. Nobody can touch it and nobody can use it. That's why. So right now you need to do, look on your screen. You can see that search bar in the top.
Yeah.
Touch on that search bar. And after touch on that search bar, now you need to do type over there, all in lowercase, and it's a single word. It's AnyDesk, AnyDesk, AnyDesk.
AnyDesk?
Yes, AnyDesk, AnyDesk, AnyDesk. And after touch on search. Now, what you can see? Yeah. Anything come up in your screen?
Yeah, there's a few things here. Ratify, AnyDesk, RustDesk, Microsoft, Remote Desktop.
Remote Desktop, touch on that option. AnyDesk, Remote Desktop.
AnyDesk, Remote Desktop.
Yeah. Touch on that option and just right side, you can see that option, Get, GET, Get. Touch on Get.
Yeah,
absolutely right. Yes. Touch on your thumb finger. What's your Apple ID and password, anything you touch on it? And after touch on install, and already it's installing right now, just after install, you need to open it up. Now it is open, sir?
No, not yet.
Oh, it is still installing, right?
Yeah. There's nothing to indicate it is, though. There's no movement anywhere.
What option you can see? Just tell me, then I want to help you. What you can see in your screen? What option you can see?
Well, it's got the little rectangular thing that for any desk, remote desktop.
Yeah,
by,
that's on
that. And now yes. The other, it's got Touch ID to install, or can
Yeah, touch on Touch ID. You just use your thumb finger. Just touch on it. Which finger you are using to in your sensor lock?
I was using my thumb.
Anyone, which finger you are using with your scanner password, like your touch screen password, just use that finger.
No, that's my thumb.
Now it is open?
No.
It is still asking to your thumb, touch on your Touch ID?
Yes, Touch ID to install.
Yeah, you are using your, which finger you are using to unlock your phone? You remember which finger you are using?
This is not my phone, this is my iPad.
Yeah, and you remember what's your ID? What's your Apple ID and password? You remember? Like what is your touch ID? Like which finger exactly you are using to unlock in your iPad?
My thumb.
Yes, thumb finger. You touch on that or the scanner. Just try to look on that. It's a Touch ID option. You touch on that finger. Two over there, thumb finger.
No, it's not doing anything.
It's still showing some same thing?
Yes.
And it is not receiving your thumb finger scan? You just try to change your finger, like change your hand and change the another thumb finger on the scanner. Now it is working?
No, it's disappeared anyway.
Now what option you can see in your screen?
I'm back to the just the four options on the screen.
What option, once again, tell me the name.
It's Ratify Compliance Wallet, Any Desk Remote Desktop, Microsoft Remote Desktop, or Rust Desk Remote Desktop.
Touch on Any Desk Remote Desktop once again, touch on that.
Okay.
And touch on Get.
Yeah, I've done that.
Now after touching Get. Yes.
Yep, now we're back to what we had before, Touch ID to install.
Any other option?
Round and round.
Yeah, circle. Touch on that circle. Touch on your thumb finger on the circle.
Now we're back to square one again.
Okay. All right. So you need to do, sir, you confirm me first. Apart from this iPad, you have a cell phone, right? And which cell phone you are using? Apple cell phone or any Android cell phone you have?
It's Android, I think. Samsung.
Okay, can you... Samsung, it is Android. Now, you need to do, sir, just try to be handy with that your cell phone. Leave your iPad. It is not working, so you need to do, just try to be handy with that your cell phone. And put the phone on speaker, sir. Just put the phone on speaker.
It is on speaker.
Oh, it is on speaker now. You need to do, just try to look on your screen. What you can see on the cell phone screen?
Well, I've got the keypad.
All right. Can you press the home button, sir? Press your home button and go back to your normal home page. Then you can see here all the apps, like your gallery, camera, contact, messages. You just go back to that page. Now you can see in here all the apps. You can see in here all the apps, sir. You just try to place the home button.
No, I can't see that, driver.
Sorry?
Can't seem to get to that.
You place your home button. Look on the very bottom, exactly end of your cell phone. It's a circle. At the very bottom, end of your cell phone, of the middle, it's a circle. It's a bar, square bar. Just touch on it. Now you can see in your all the apps, your gallery,
no,
camera.
I've got an incoming call, which is cool.
Okay, it is showing. You need to do, sir, swipe your screen very bottom to top. Swipe your screen very bottom to top. Now it is come up in your home screen.
Okay, now I've got it.
Yeah, now just check, you have a Play Store option. Try to check. Play Store, open it up, Play Store.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah, it's saying I'm offline.
Sorry?
It's saying I'm offline.
Oh, you just try to connect your cell phone with your Wi-Fi. Just try to connect it.
Okay.
Now, after, just try to go back to your home page and we'll reopen the Play Store. Go back and reopen up the Play Store.
Yes, I'm just trying that now.
All right. Now, it's come up Play Store.
Yes.
Now, after... Yes. Look on the very top. After open up the Play Store, look on the very top. You can see that option, search for apps and games. You can see that. Look on the very top of the screen after open the Play Store. It's option, search for apps and games. Play Store is open, sir?
No, I'm not. Well, again. Not
You touch on Play Store, sir. Go back to your home page.
Yeah.
And check. It's a multicolor triangle. Play Store. Swipe your screen and check one by one all the folders. Then you can see the Play Store. You can see Play Store now?
No, I can't. I've got the your phone number and
Okay, swipe your screen very bottom to top once again. Swipe your screen very bottom to top.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Just swipe your screen very bottom to top. Touch on your finger to very bottom and then swipe it to the top. Now you've got your all the apps, your gallery, camera, contact, messages.
No, I haven't. It's not doing anything. It's got the screen exposed.
Okay. You just push on your power button, press on and release it.
Nothing.
What do you can see in your screen?
It's your phone number, and then down the bottom there's a screen with ad, call, video, and the red button to hang up.
Below of the red button, yeah. Below of the hang up option, you have a home button below of that. Just check of the middle. On the end of your cell phone, you just touch on that over there and swipe to top.
Nothing's happening.
What do you mean nothing happened? You swipe it. You swipe your very bottom to top. Swipe it once again. You do it.
It's not doing anything.
It's not working?
Okay.
You need to do, press the power button once again. Press your power button, press it and release it.
Now the screen is just gone black.
Yeah, now power button press once again.
Yep.
Now unlock. Yes. Now unlock in your screen. Unlock. Swipe it and you put any password or use your like finger scanner. You just try to touch on it and open up. Open up your normal screen. Touch on it.
It's not going to that screen.
Now what do you can see?
I've got your phone number at the top and the red button down the bottom with six other little icons.
You need to do, press the home button. Look on the very bottom of the middle in your phone. Look on the very bottom, exactly middle of the very bottom. Touch on that,
yep.
On the bottom.
Not doing anything.
You just try to touch on that exactly very bottom in your screen. It's
okay.
A three option. One is yes.
Okay, I swiped it to unlock and we're back to the same screen as we had before.
Yeah, unlock. Then you swipe your screen very bottom to top. You unlock in your screen and swipe the bottom to top once again. Swipe it.
Nothing's happening.
Nothing's happened? You just touch on back option, back key. Do you know what is the back option, back key? Just try to touch on that back. Touch on back.
Yeah, it's not doing anything.
And swipe your screen right to left or left to right.
It's frozen.
What do you mean it is frozen? I can't understand frozen mean. Like, it's not working in your screen?
Nothing's happening either.
But before you, like, a while ago you were doing it. Before you just check each and everything.
Well, you're doing the same thing again and nothing's happening.
I think you have a mistake. That's why it is not working. You just swipe your screen very bottom to top. Swipe your screen. Exactly touch on your finger to end of your cell phone. Last.
Nothing happened.
Okay, press the power button once again. Press the power button.
Right, the screen's gone black.
Once again, press the power button.
Okay, we're back to the same screen with your phone number, etc.
Yeah, now below of that, look on the very bottom. You just touch on that, your very bottom, or swipe it, your screen.
The home button?
Yes, home button.
Which way do you want me to swipe?
Swipe to very bottom to top. Touch on the end of the cell phone. And swipe to very top.
Believe me, I'm doing that and nothing's happening.
Okay, you need to do, sir. I want to call you back. Just 30 seconds. I want to call you back. You just hang up that call and unlock in your screen. Unlock. Alright? I want to call you back.